Welcome back. You're on lesson 6 of Spanish from Zero.
Bienvenidos. And this time, we eat.
Last time, we followed Sara through her whole day. Me despierto, me ducho, tomo café, trabajo, como, duermo, a full day in Spanish. If you haven't done that one yet, go back to lesson 5. Today, we're walking into a real taqueria in Colonia Roma, Mexico City. And you're going to order your own food in Spanish.
Tacos de canasta, tacos de guisado, agua de Jamaica. Vamos.
Let's go. It's just after 2 in the afternoon. Remember that from last time? Sara said, como a las 2. I eat at 2, the big midday meal. And she was not lying. We're standing outside a little taqueria, a taco spot, in Colonia Roma. There's a hand-painted menu on the wall. Prices, options. The smell of something amazing coming from inside.
Okay. Before we go in, quick spiral check. You remember your 5 daily routine words?
Go ahead and say them in your head. Me despierto, me levanto, me ducho, tomo café, trabajo, como duermo. If you got those, you're ready for today.
Me muero de hambre. Let's go.
She said me muero de hambre. I'm dying of hunger. That's a fun one. You'll hear it all the time. Now we're going in. Inside, it's warm and busy. A handwritten chalkboard menu on the wall. A man behind the counter. Friendly, quick. Sara scanning the menu.
Mira, tacos de canasta, 15 pesos. Tacos de guisado, 20 pesos.
She said, mira, look. And then two prices, 15 and 20 pesos. We're going to come back to numbers in a minute. But first, how do you order? In English, you'd say, I want tacos. In Spanish, the most direct way is, quiero.
Quiero?
Quiero. Say it. Quiero. It comes from a verb that means to want. Sara, the verb.
En español, querer.
Exactly. And quiero, chacha, I want. Simple, direct, and it works everywhere.
Quiero tacos de guisado.
I want tacos de guisado. That's all you need. But here's the thing. Quiero is a bit blunt, like saying I want in English. It's not rude. People use it all the time. But if you want to sound a little more polite, especially in a restaurant, you use quisiera.
Quisiera.
Quisiera. Say it. Quisiera. It means I would like. Same idea as quiero, just softer. Think of it as the restaurant version.
Quisiera tacos de canasta, por favor.
I would like tacos de canasta, please. Quiero, no, I want. Quisiera, cut, I would like. Both work. Quisiera sounds a little nicer. Okay, your turn. The man behind the counter is looking at you. You want tacos. How do you say it? Try it. Quiero or quisiera, and then what you want. Here's mine. Quisiera dos tacos de guisado, por favor. I would like 2 tacos de guisado, please. Nice and simple.
Muy bien. She'll have tacos, too.
But wait. What if you don't know what to get? You're looking at the menu and you're not sure. That's when you ask for a recommendation. In Spanish, ¿qué recomienda? What do you recommend?
¿Qué recomienda?
Say it with her. ¿Qué recomienda? ¿Qué means what? Recomienda comes from recomendar, to recommend. ¿Qué recomienda? What do you recommend? This works in any restaurant, any food situation. You're handing the decision to the person who knows best. And in Mexico, that's always a good move.
She walks up to the counter and asks, ¿qué recomienda?
The man smiles. He says the tacos de canasta are the best today. Rellenos de frijoles y papa. Filled with beans and potato.
Perfecto. Quisiera 3 tacos de canasta.
She said, quisiera 3 tacos de canasta. She'd like 3 tacos de canasta. 3. We'll get to all the numbers in just a second. Here's the thing about ordering food, shopping, asking prices. You need numbers. And in Spanish, they're actually pretty logical once you see the pattern. Let's go 1 through 10 first. Sara will say them, you repeat.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
1 through 10. 1 through 10. Now 11 to 20. This is where Spanish gets clever. Listen to the pattern.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
11 through 15. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. These five just have to be memorized. They're their own thing.
16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
16 through 20. Did you hear it? 10, that's 10 plus I, 10 and. 16, 10 and 6. 17, 10 and 7. The pattern writes itself once you see it. The one you need most right now? 20, 20. Because that's the price of a lot of things on this menu. The man tells them the price. Sara listens.
¿Cuánto es? How much is it?
She said, ¿cuánto es? How much is it? Or you might hear, ¿cuánto cuesta? How much does it cost? We'll go deeper on shopping prices in lesson 8. For now, just know, ¿cuánto es? Is your go-to. The man says, 16 pesos. 16 pesos.
¿Qué barato? That's cheap.
She said, ¿qué barato? How cheap? Barato, quotes are cheap. Its opposite, which you'll need at the market in lesson 8, is caro, expensive. Sarah counts out some coins. Uno, dos, tres, diez, dieciséis. Quick numbers check. Your turn. I'll say a number in English. You say it in Spanish. Ready? 5, 5, 12, 12, 17, 17, 20, 20. Good. Those are the ones that come up most in taqueria situations. Keep them close. The tacos arrive. They're small, warm, wrapped in paper, filled with beans and potato and salsa verde. Maria looks at hers.
¿Quieres salsa?
Sara asked. ¿Quieres salsa? Do you want salsa? She used Quiero's question form. ¿Quieres? With a question mark. Yes, of course she wants salsa. Sí, quiero salsa. Yes, I want salsa.
She passes the salsa, takes a bite of her own taco. ¿Está delicioso?
It's delicious. They eat for a minute. Warm tacos, busy taqueria sounds, music in the background.
Quisiera otro taco.
She said, quisiera otro taco. I'd like another taco. She's already used quisiera twice today. That's the native partner reuse in action. Same phrase, real context, not a drill. Otro, pues, another. Quisiera otro taco. I'd like another taco. Simple, useful, works anywhere. Tacos done. Agua de Jamaica. Hibiscus water. Done. It's time to pay. In Spanish, the bill is la cuenta. And to ask for it, all you say is, la cuenta, por favor.
La cuenta, por favor.
Say it with her. La cuenta, por favor. The bill, please. You can also wave slightly while you say it. That's the universal restaurant signal.
She raises her hand gently. La cuenta, por favor.
The man nods, brings it over. The total is, let's say, 32 pesos, 32 pesos. 32. 30, like 30, we'll build on that in lesson 8. But you already know 20, 20, and those 2, so you're halfway there.
She counts the pesos, pays, smiles. Gracias.
De nada, buen provecho.
He said buen provecho. It means enjoy your meal, or literally, good benefit. You'll hear it every single time you eat in a Spanish-speaking country. It's the meal version of buenas tardes. Just say it back. Oye, you just ordered food in Spanish. Let's recap what you picked up today.
Quiero.
I want. Direct works everywhere.
Quisiera.
I would like. Polite version. Use it in restaurants.
¿Qué recomienda?
What do you recommend? Your best friend when you don't know the menu.
Uno, dos, tres, diez, quince, veinte.
1 through 20. You've got them. Keep going back to them.
La cuenta, por favor.
The bill, please. Never leave a restaurant without this one. Next time, we're getting lost. Lesson 7 is all about getting around the city. ¿Dónde está? A la derecha, a la izquierda, recto. Sara's going to lead us through Colonia Roma, and somehow we will definitely take a wrong turn.
Nos vemos en la próxima. See you in the next one.
Grab the study pack for this episode. Comic PDF, transcript, study guide, and 15 practice sentences on the island. Link is below. Siempre María.